Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, right? We're entering this 17th day of February. We can talk spring sports, I guess, right? Well, the unofficial start of spring, when I look back to the IHSA calendar, would be January 15th. That was the first official day of boys and girls track practice. So spring is here. Sherrard girls track coach Todd Volker, right?
Yes, sir. It's always my favorite time of the year. Once we can start thinking about track, it seems the school year starts clicking along pretty good.
Yeah, and I know we want to talk about the classification issue involving Sherrard, but, you know, I know you really don't go hot and heavy probably with track workouts until you probably roll into February and into March, but you do have, right, you're going to get on the track a little bit, I think, this next Monday with a little bit of a practice meet. Just tell us kind of how off-season track workouts are processed for you.
Well, typically I like our athletes involved in winter activities, whether it be basketball or whatever, and keeping them active. The ones that aren't, we try to have open gyms, and I give them some workout options to do and get them in the weight room so they're being prepared for the workload of track. And then we start the week of Martin Luther King week, which is usually the second week in January, for all the girls not involved in winter sports. And we ended up we got invited to a small meet on Monday, which is just kind of a practice meet for the girls to get back into the flow of meet routines and racing at top speed versus running in the hallways, which we end up doing a lot of in this time of year.
And that's at PepsiCo on Monday. Now, I want to talk about the classification issue, because I learned this here. It might have been back during the football season, right after school began, that how the classification works for boys and girls track. It's a three-class system. And Sherrard, for the 2017-2018 school year, gets bumped up from Class 1A to 2A, which means you're not going to be competing in the postseason against the area schools like Rock Ridge, Mercer County, Horry, and Monmouth Roseville, schools of that nature. Can you elaborate a little bit on the classification issue involving Sherrard Track?
Yeah, the way the state figures their classification is the school enrollment from the previous year, and then track is divided in percentages. I believe Class A is 50% or 55% of the state because there's so many schools. And then 2A and 3A are like 22.5% or 25%, wherever the numbers actually fall. And then wherever your enrollment fits into that equation is what class you're in. And this year we ended up in 2A for the first time. And I think we're three or four students from the cut line. Even though our enrollment didn't change or went slightly down, the numbers of the state changed, and that kind of shifted where we ended up.
And that's kind of a bummer from just the standpoint of, you know, participating in a area track sectional featuring, you know, most of the schools you compete against during the regular season, most of the conference schools, I would say. So that's kind of disappointing in terms, and then just location of where you're probably going to go in the postseason will be interesting to find out, too.
Yeah, but I found out in June after the IHSA had their summer meeting, and at first I was shocked and going, how did we end up in Class 2A? Nothing changed, but sometimes it's not what your school does versus the other. So, you know, it's not going to change our schedule, because I assume that this shift won't last very long, because I know we're losing a substantial amount of kids to graduation, because we have a fairly large class last year. And then this year's class is really large, so we'll probably drop back down. So this year, it's going to end up making us travel a little bit for sectionals farther than what we're accustomed to. But that is life sometimes, so you figure out what you need to do, and then you start working towards that goal.
And just as far as, you know, early in the season here, because, as you mentioned, the track practice officially began on January 15th, what do your numbers look like, and what are your expectations? I know you had a lot of kids or young kids last year that really stepped up for you as the season progressed.
Yeah, actually, I'm just kind of finalizing our roster. There's still two or three question marks I have from kids coming in from some of the winter sports that I don't think have quite decided. But right now we're sitting at 32 kids, which is, that's a lot. I haven't been over 30 in probably a decade at Sherrard. So our success last year, I think, has kind of raised some interest back up in track, and our numbers seem to be growing, and we had some really good performances last year out of young kids, and that kind of excited them to come back out, and I think it drew some other younger kids going, wow, if they can do it, I'm the same age, maybe it's going to be possible for me, and so we've kind of taken a little bit of jump this year.
That's great to hear. And then just in terms of the balance of the roster, you know, in terms of spreading out the events, do you feel good about that?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to really, really make our team good this year is with that many kids and the interest level of kids are so varied this year. Usually everybody comes in and they want to be a sprinter. But this year I've got kids coming in. I don't care what I do. You just tell me and I'll do it. And I think that's going to allow us to really spread everybody out over the entire field of track, and we should be able to cover every event with some quality young ladies.
Yeah, and I know what's nice about the Three Rivers as it comes to track, you really do truly crown a conference champion. It's not a, you know, an East-West or a Rock Mississippi division. When you have the conference meet, it's all the conference schools getting together, you know, basically going mano a mano, which is nice for that sport. And that's the good thing about the Three Rivers Conference, I think, with how they do track.
Yeah, I really like that format. When you can go and when you step on the track, you know you're running against every school's best athlete, and there's no scheming for this team or scheming for that team. It's you step out on the track and you perform the best you can, and you'll know truly where you rank with everybody.
All right, Coach, have a good rest of the winter, and I know a little workout for you Monday at PepsiCo at Augie, and I think you said your first official indoor meet coming up March the 3rd or 4th or something like that?
March 5th.
March 5th. All right. Coach, thanks for the help. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you.
Todd Volkert, the longtime girls track coach at Sherrard, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.